Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 18th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 7, verses 22 through 23. I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law, at war with the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin which dwells in my members. Be quite sure of this, that reason can never understand the law or fulfill it, even though it may actually know what the law requires of man. When do you do to someone what you would like him to do to you? Who really loves his enemy in his heart? Who is glad to die? Who suffers disgrace and shame gladly? Show me a man who would prefer to hear an evil report about himself or to live in poverty. Nature and human reason avoid such misfortunes as much as possible. They shun them and are alarmed and dismayed by them. Human nature, moreover, will never be able to accomplish what God requires of us in this law, namely that we resign our will to God's will, that we renounce our own understanding of matters, our own will, might, and powers, and say with all our heart, "Your will be done." You will certainly never find a single individual who loves God with his whole heart and his neighbor as himself. It may well happen that two people who are bosom friends manage to get along in a friendly manner, but there can also be hypocrisy in such relationships. They often last only as long as no injury intervenes to break up the relationship. Then you will see soon enough how much you love that special friend and whether you are flesh or spirit. The law requires of us that we should always be really friendly towards someone who has injured us, but who keeps the law to this extent? Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, forgive us our many sins against your holy law. In Christ's name and for his sake, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.